informative, interactive, and always interesting. This is Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall.
It's 3:23. Thanks so much for being with us on this beautiful, sunny afternoon. So when you're scrolling along on social media and someone you follow recommends something, I bet you're intrigued, right? If it works for them, it might work for you, whatever the product may be. And I think we have a tendency to kind of take things at face value rather than perhaps questioning, hey, is that an ad? Are they trying to sell me something? Well, yeah, because that person might be getting paid to tell you to try this and buy that. It's an issue that has come up with dietitian influencers. Yeah, that's a thing. Dietitian influencers. These are registered dietitians being paid to sell products to us on their social media platforms. Is that ethical? We're going to get two perspectives on this. In a moment, we'll be joined by Timothy Caulfield. So he's a professor of health law and science policy. But first, let's speak with Joëlle Edmond, who is president of the Quebec Order of Dietitians. Thanks for your time today, Joëlle.
Good afternoon. My pleasure.
So my understanding is that it's not really ethical and Quebec would like to put an end to this?
Actually, dietitians are currently bound by their code of ethics. And so there are articles in our code of ethics that are addressing this matter. For example, like a dietitian in his capacity as a dietitian is not allowed to use his or her name to be associated with a trademark or for proving such a trademark in such a manner to mislead the public or to create a false impression. And then also they're not allowed to sell any product or act as a sale, as an agent for the sale, promotion or representation of a product. Again, in such manner that, is misleading the public or creating a false impression. That code of ethics also say that our health professionals, such as dietitians and nutritionists, because both titles are reserved in Quebec, they have to act, and to provide information and recommendation to the public in that case when they are on social media to, the public being like the entire public, not a specific individual, but the population or the viewers, people who are looking at them. And so they are bound to offer evidence-based information about nutrition. Now, where the question that we ask ourselves and what we are looking at currently is to see, is it clear enough, like the part of the statement where it says, like, in such matter that as to mislead the public, should the perception of a conflict of interest also be taken into consideration? That's the question that we are asking ourselves right now.
Okay. So I'm kind of seeing it as that there should be neutrality, right? And if you're getting paid money to promote something, how can you be neutral on whether or not it really works?
100%. Well, that's exactly what, right now, the way the statement is written or the article is written, this has to be proven. You know what I mean? And so if there is a perception of conflict of interest, it's up for a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Has there been pushback from the influencers?
Well, people who do use, because there is a lot of good things that are being done by dietitians on social media, some very relevant information that is being transferred or through the social media. Mm-hmm. What people that are members who are, well, dietitians who are on social media are saying that they have a role to play there and they must be present just so they can talk, like they can be first where people are going for information, but also where at the same place that other people are transferring or talking about misleading the public with and for false information about nutrition is also present. And so we do understand and we do see a value for dietitians being present on the mm-hmm. social media. The question is whether or not paid partnerships are a thing that should be allowed, even if it's end-based. Because if the paid partnership, if the dietitian is giving an information that is not evidence-based, it is clearly going against their code of ethics and against the law. But the fact that, so again, like the question this week is the perception of a conflict of interest also a concern that we should address.
Okay. I want to bring Timothy Caulfield into this conversation, a professor of health. Thank you, Joëlle. Thank you. He's a professor of health law and science policy. And Timothy, what I think to myself is, you know, at some point it does say paid partnership or something. So is the onus on us to make that distinction, or should it be more on these influencers who are perhaps, you know, hoping that we don't notice that it's paid advertising?
Well, I agree with Joelle. I think the onus is on the professionals. And keep in mind, what's happening here is that these companies are paying these professionals. They're trying to leverage the influence and the credibility of professionals in order to sell their products. So I think it needs to be absolutely clear, at a minimum, when this is an ad. And as you probably know, right now, often what happens is they'll just put a little hashtag ad in on the post, mm-hmm. or perhaps they'll say that they're an ambassador or a partnership. I don't think that's enough. And I think that we need clearer rules about when this is a paid post. And I think it's important to emphasize, this is really common. Our own research has found that commercial content is very, very common, and sometimes it's not obvious. It'll be a post that looks like they're making this wonderful meal, or that perhaps they're recommending how to make some kind of smoothie, and then you click through it, and it's a product placement. Mm-hmm. And so I think it has to be immediately apparent, because you got to remember, our information environment is so chaotic. It's so chaotic and frenetic that unless it's right up front, people are going to miss it.
Yeah, I wonder, though, as you describe this, you know, what if you are that dietitian and you actually genuinely believe in that product? You've used it. You're familiar with it. There's a scientific basis for it. You want to promote it, yet you're not able to because the laws, or as they stand right now, the regs, prevent you from doing that, even if you do admit that you're being paid for it.
So a couple of things there. First of all, what we're talking about, I think both of us, is transparency, right? Making it clear that this is a paid ad. And secondly, there's a pretty robust body of evidence that tells us that, you know, if you are paid to do something, it's going to have either an explicit or an implicit impact on your perception, right? And that happens to all of us, by the way. It happens to all of us. So that's one of the reasons why conflicts of interest need to be clearly disclosed. And the other thing I think is important to recognize is we also know, again, from good research, that influencers do have a tremendous impact. So these ads, they work. You know, that's mm-hmm. why these companies sure. are paying them. So we've got to figure out how to regulate it appropriately, I think.
Good yeah. luck with that. I see that as a potentially, you know, bigger and bigger issue as more and more people get into this. It's kind of like, oh, I believe in this product, but I'm getting paid for it, so I can't really afford to do anything. I can't say anything because I risk, you know, being
I don't think there's a way to do this
going
ethically.
Around the reds.
I think there have to be no paid partnerships. If you are someone who is in that position, you're providing health advice to people, I don't think.
Wow.
It's like, I mean, would you let doctors try to
sell these cigarettes?
Actually,
yeah,
it happens with drugs, come to think of it, and doctors, though. So. Interesting. Anyway, thank you so much, Timothy and Joelle. We very much appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll revisit this. I think there's a lot more to the story. Again, this, we're talking just dietitians, but imagine, just broaden that out. Who can say anything about something they believe in and you find are getting paid, so right away you'll assume that this is all, you know, being done to generate cash, and you can't believe them at all.
If it's not health, it's different. To me, when your health is involved, anyway. That was Joelle Lemond, president of the Quebec Order of Dietitians and Nutritionists. We also spoke to Timothy Caulfield, professor of health law and science policy at the University of Alberta.
We're going to speak to them again.
Yeah.